then they came for the pacifist, and they came for the priest, but I wasn't a pacifist, and I wasn't a priest.
So I didn't stand up.
So I didn't stand up.
Welcome to Talk Nation Radio, a half-hour discussion on politics, human rights, and the environment. I'm Dori Smith.
And we cannot be afraid to tell that we are American and that we're going to win one way or another, because George Bush needs to be impeached. George Bush, something got to happen, because Bush is throwing America to the drain.
The current escalation in Iraq demonstrates the urgent need for an end to U.S. occupation. The United States has destroyed the governing capacity of Iraq. The necessities for security, a functional government, and the basic services within a human rights framework have not been met by our government's continuous occupation of Iraq. And they will not be met by continuing to occupy a nation that was illegally invaded 3 years ago today.
Jessica White of Military Families Speak Out and Juan Hernandez of SEIU joined some 1,500 people at Hartford's Old State House on Sunday, March 19th. The anti-war event marked the third anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. It was organized by Connecticut Opposes the War. Group organizer Gregory Speer joins us to talk about the event. Gregory Speer, welcome to Talk Nation Radio.
Hi, Dori. Thank you.
You had quite a successful event in Hartford at the Old State House, and there were more than 12 representatives of the Connecticut House and Senate at this event. Talk about that a little bit. It seemed to me that I heard the majority leader, Chris Donovan. I heard Representative Fleischman, who, of course, was an MC for this event. And there were just any number of representatives from the state. Just talk about how that all came to pass.
Well, the amazing thing about this demonstration is actually the representation from three critical areas of Connecticut. The state legislature was one. That really hasn't been done before, and we're very proud of these people for coming out against the war as strongly as they did and signing on to this. The other is the faith community, which came out in droves, and labor. There was enormous participation by organized labor at this event. So all three of those factors really helped to make this a success in a broad-based event. The legislators in particular were important because Andy Fleischman and Jonathan Harris were at the founding meeting of this new organization. And that really helped to set the tone and the agenda, the outreach targets for this event.
And that new organization being Connecticut Opposes the War?
That's right.
So talk a little bit about Connecticut Opposes the War. What kinds of things do you have planned?
We plan on attending both conventions, nominating conventions this summer, and potentially a large summer event independent of that, and then just going ahead with various campaigns to demonstrate the very broad, very strong anti-war sentiment in the state of Connecticut. There are over 2 million people in the state of Connecticut, according to recent polls, that oppose this war. It's time that Washington heard from those people.
Now, on Sunday, the 19th of March, in Hartford anyway, Washington turned out to be U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, a Connecticut Democrat who has been pretty consistently pro-war. Just talk about the implications of various Democrats from the House and Senate in the state of Connecticut participating in a march to Senator Joe Lieberman's office.
Senator Lieberman's response to the avalanche of criticism that he's been receiving about his war position has been that he's not elected to follow public opinion polls. He's elected to use his best judgment. Well, there's a calculated risk involved in that, of course, because he's telling the voters of Connecticut that there's only one way to get him to change, or rather that there's only one thing they can do about the fact that he's so out of step with Connecticut on the war, and that's to unelect him. He's challenging the public to vote him out of office over this issue if they feel strongly enough about it. That's unfortunate. We would rather Senator Lieberman listen to the will of the Connecticut people and rethink his position.
Now, you had various types of representation, as you said, including some representation from the church. I want to say I met some very interesting people in the streets, including one gentleman who introduced himself as an itinerant priest and all-around rebel, very against the war. But you have a rabbi from the Charter Oak Cultural Center, Rabbi Donna Berman. Women of the Cross sang. And again, Reverend Jesse White, Interfaith Coalition for Equity and Justice. And then Veterans for Peace, Military Families Speak Out. I see Juan Hernandez's name on there, and note that I did record his speech, and we're going to be listening to it. So perhaps we can talk a little bit about this event.
Sure. The participation from the faith community was enormous. There were several rabbis in the crowd, including Rabbi Herb Brockman, who's quite well known, and Rabbi Donna Berman, of course, is a moving speaker and a very influential person in the interfaith community, not just the Jewish community. You mentioned the Interfaith Coalition for Equity and Justice. That organization, combined with Reclaiming the Prophetic Voice, represents 77 congregations in Connecticut. And that doesn't count the Episcopal Peace Fellowship, which also endorsed. I should not neglect to mention the Sisters of Mercy, Sisters of St. Joseph, and Sisters of Notre Dame, three religious orders who all endorsed. The participation from the faith community was enormous.
Let's talk first about the veterans, because we're going to be hearing a speech that Jessica White made about her husband, Jay, who's serving in Iraq as a mental health counselor. Just talk about the way you felt about the speeches that were made by two veterans groups, Veterans for Peace and also Military Families.
Right. Well, the recent Zogby Lemoyne College poll that was published a couple of weeks ago really put the lie to the idea that supporting our troops means supporting the war. The troops overwhelmingly oppose the war. 29% of U.S. forces serving in Iraq want an immediate pullout. 46% want the U.S. out within 6 months, and 72% want the U.S. out in 2006. Supporting the troops means bringing them home. That's the message that we got from Jessica White and from Dave Iono. Veterans and currently serving U.S. forces don't agree with this war.
Now, Jessica White made an interesting statement, really, that she's been against this war all along. She said, "Don't call me a military wife. I'm an anti-military wife." And translated, she means an anti-military violence wife, right?
I think what she really means is the experience that she has with Washington, with the Pentagon, through this war has been a very negative one. I wouldn't interpret Jessica's remarks outside of the context of the Iraq war. In this war, she's anti-military because what she's seen, what she's experienced, is the military command sending the troops into war without adequate equipment, without adequate personnel, without adequate training, and for an immoral cause. That's what she means by anti-military.
Now, I want to turn briefly here to those members of your group that were speaking who represented labor. Juan Hernandez was there, and I did hear him call for the impeachment of George Bush, didn't I?
Yes.
Did that surprise you, or did you know that he already had that belief?
I have to answer to both of those. I didn't know he had that belief, but it certainly doesn't surprise me. Many people who are opposed to this war believe that war is an issue that is that just trumps everything, as Representative Dave McCluskey said in a press conference about March 19th a week ago. It trumps everything that Senator Lieberman has done in his past that is pro-labor, that is pro-seniors, that is pro-women. War is an issue that has to trump everything. And when it comes to that, you can't consider The president's track record on other issues, Joe Lieberman's track record on other issues, the military's track record on other issues. War has to have an overriding priority in our consideration for electoral politics and for what we do every day as citizens of this country.
Now, finally, Hossan Mahmoud of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq spoke very forcefully about the reality of life in her native Iraq. She's in exile from Iraq, as I understand it, but it was just really something to hear the force and energy with which she made her plea for the Iraqi people and for an end to this occupation.
Yes, again, we need to listen to the United States troops that are serving in Iraq who say this war is wrong and we need to end it and they want to come home, and to the Iraqis who say overwhelmingly in every poll that is taken that a clear, strong majority, want the United States out.
Gregory Speer, if listeners have an interest in what you're doing at Connecticut Opposes the War, how can they contact your organization and learn more about you?
They can send email to ctopposeswar@yahoo.com.
Gregory Speer, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks, Dory.
Gregory Speer of Connecticut Opposes the War, ctopposeswar@yahoo.com. We will hear from Jessica White of Military Families Speak Out next. White gave the following dramatic speech at the March 19th Connecticut Opposes the War rally at Hartford's Old State House in downtown Hartford.
Jessica's husband is John White, Jr., though he goes by Jay, enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserves. Her husband is deployed for the second time to Iraq and the second time to Baghdad. His first deployment lasted 6 months and was in the theater at the beginning of the war 3 years ago. He received a Bronze Star for his heroic actions while serving in Iraq. His current deployment is for 18 months, and it began in the middle of August. He has approximately 11 months left to serve in country. Jessica White.
Representative Fleischman introducing her.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Jessica White, and I'm here today as a member of Military Families Speak Out. Military Families Speak Out is currently 3,000 military families strong. We all have something in common. We are opposed to the war in Iraq, and we have loved ones in the military. 3 years ago today, my husband was in theater with the U.S. Army Reserves. Today, on March 19, 2006, the day that painfully commemorates the third anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, my husband is back in Baghdad for a second time. I come here today as a woman who is staunchly opposed to the illegal and unethical actions taken by our nation's government. I stand before you as a wife whose husband has been put in harm's way by the callous Bush administration twice. But please do not label me as a military wife, for I do not welcome this classification, which is placed upon me all too often. If you are going to categorize me as anything, brand me as an anti-military wife. My husband willingly enlisted in the reserve 7.5 years ago. However, upon his enlistment, he never dreamt he would be partaking in a legal war launched by our corrupt government. And I never envisioned I would wind up alone and isolated only 2.5 weeks after marrying the man that I so dearly love. My husband is currently serving month 7 of his 18-month deployment, only 11 long and lonely months left to go. One of the things that keeps me going most days that I know what my husband is doing in Iraq is necessary and noble. My husband, Staff Sergeant Jay White, is a mental health counselor with the 883rd Medical Company. On those tough days when I am missing him more than usual, I tell myself that he is needed more over there than he is here. But there are plenty of days when I am feeling selfish and I wish he were here at home with me. I need him here. His family needs him here. The veterans he counsels at the Hartford Vet Center need him here. But he's not here, and that's the painful reality of it all. Instead, he is 6,000 miles away for a second time at a military base in Baghdad, counseling soldiers that do not belong there. The U.S. military never belonged there. The slogan of Military Families Speak Out is support our troops, bring them home now, and take care of them once they get here. There are many wounds that need to be healed once the soldiers return from war. I'm worried as to what wounds, both the visibly open and the hidden ones, my husband will possess upon his return, for many of his wounds from his first deployment are still open and festering. Study after study all reveal the same disconcerting information. There is a significant risk of mental health problems for those members of the military who were involved in combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many returning soldiers will experience depression, generalized anxiety, impairment in social functioning, are at a higher risk of abusing drugs and/or alcohol, and may show symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Long deployments, and especially repeated deployments, can take a vicious toll on personal relationships. Divorce rates among all military personnel have more than doubled since 2000. Domestic violence in military families is comparatively higher than those homes that are not burdened by the stress of long deployments and the issues that suffer once a soldier returns home. These statistics are all too frightening. However, my husband and I will have to deal with these issues if and when they surface. Thousands of other military families continue to mend the wounds inflicted upon their loved ones by war, and thousands more will be burdened with the physical and psychological wounds if this war does not end soon. The current escalation in Iraq demonstrates the urgent need for an end to U.S. occupation. The United States has destroyed the governing capacity of Iraq. The necessities for security, a functional government, and the basic services within a human rights framework have not been met by our government's continuous occupation of Iraq. And they will not be met by continuing to occupy a nation that was illegally invaded 3 years ago today. Indeed, the U.S. government needs to bring home the troops, which is a credible call, but a withdrawal must also be linked to concrete policies that address Iraqis' dire needs for security and governance. So much damage has been done in Iraq. It is now time to heal the bloody wounds of our Iraqi comrades and of our nation's troops. However, this cannot be done until every last soldier is back at home, here with us, and the U.S. government fully withdraws all military personnel from Iraq, replacing our loved ones with UN peacekeeping forces. The U.S. certainly has a responsibility to help rebuild the country that it helped destroy. However, the reconstruction of Iraq cannot take place under U.S. military occupation, and it certainly cannot occur while the Iraqis are staring down the barrel of a gun. Remember, Congress gave the Bush administration a blank check for the prefabricated war based on lies. Demand that they stop payment immediately. Not one more dime, not one more life. Insist that our troops be brought home now. Demand that the returning soldiers' physical, emotional, and psychological wounds be remedied. Be adamant that Congress does not further cut funding from our veterans. And fight to make sure that our soldiers never again fight in a deceitful war rooted in private interests and political agendas. Thank you.
Jessica White of Military Families Speak Out. And we hear finally from Juan Hernandez, a popular Hartford area activist and labor union activist.
There'll be lots of people standing side by side. A world of people standing side by side.
Gail Cormier, Jill Friedman, Ruth Goldbaum. Give them a hand. Next, we're going to hear from a great leader for working people, a member of SEIU 32BJ, Juan Hernandez.
Hi, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I've been asked to speak about how we feel after 9/11. And what happened to working people after 9/11, especially Latinos. Before 9/11, Latino workers from all over the South America and the Caribbean come to work to the United States. And we were good people with the same behaviors. Now, after 9/11, we are terrorists and we are the worst threat that America had in this moment. But after 9/11, we find out who the real terrorist was Osama bin Laden. We were promised that we're going to Afghanistan to get Osama. Where is Osama? Nowhere to be found. Now, after the election in 2000, when President Bush stole the election, then he got to find a way to win his second election. And he lied to the American people, telling us that our world threat was Iraq. Now he's bringing us to Iraq, and the American people believe what he said. But let's later find out that was another lie from George Bush. Workers in America are worse now than before 9/11. Corporations in America are worth better than they were before 9/11, because Bush friends are the ones that are making the money. The oil companies, Halliburton, those are the ones that are getting benefit from this war. Us, what we get, 37 million Americans with no health care. What we get, unions fighting to maintain the health care that they have now, like our brothers and sisters in Sikorsky today in Stratford, Connecticut. That's the America that George Bush has created, an America that now lives more in fear than even before. Because with this war in Iraq, Bush has made more enemies to Americans than anyone else in the history of this country. So it's time for us to tell George Bush that we are as American as anyone else in this country, because we are against his political belief, because we are against what he's doing in Iraq and all over the world. We are more American than him. And we cannot be afraid to tell that we are American and that we're going to win one way or another, because George Bush needs to be impeached. George Bush, something got to happen, because Bush is throwing Americans to the drain. And we as a nation going to look stronger, as today we show force in Connecticut. For the first time, a rally are bigger than this one. Now, what we got to spread is the word of our message, that more people come together to tell this country, to tell George Bush that enough is enough. No, we don't want more lies. We want real truth. Thank you.
Give it up for 1 and 32 BJ. And in the spirit of his remarks, this is
our country.
We are Americans.
This is
our country.
We are
Americans.
You're listening to Talk Nation Radio, a production taped at Hartford's Old State House March 19th. I asked Juan Hernandez to say more about his call to have George Bush impeached.
Yes, I believe that George Bush should be impeached for the reason that he lied to this country. And Bush knew, because he got the intelligence, that Iraq didn't have weapon of mass destruction. And now he's getting this country into a big mess around the world, because the allies that were with us before the war, they are not there anymore. They are fake, because we are fighting a war that doesn't have any meaning. And more every day, more Americans dies and die. More Iraqis are dying and dying, and it's not an end to this. So we have to make tough decisions in this country, and one of them is impeach Bush and getting him out, because he's getting this country to the drain.
Thank you.
We gotta rise up, we gotta rise up. Open your eyes up, open your eyes up. We gotta rise up, we gotta rise up.
No.
Are you cold?
Yes.
Okay. But are you having fun still?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know why we're here today?
Because other people are fighting back.
I think that, I mean, we're so... Our energies are so dissipated that we don't want to focus, channel our energy into that particular thing, as much as we don't appreciate this man.
Now, do you think impeachment would be a good subject to sort of rally people around the problem and how serious it is?
No, I don't think it would be. I think that we've got other things to focus upon. I mean, we should focus upon getting out of this Iraq mess. But I mean, it would drain off energies. That would be, we've got a priority here. The priority is to get ourselves out of Iraq. That's the priority. That's the impeach the president. There must be some kind of a program to get the troops out of there. Yes, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, an immediate withdrawal of all the troops, but there has to be some kind of a program to get these troops out so that we can allow the Iraqi people to govern themselves.
Now, may I ask your name, Father?
Yeah, my name is Father John Pesce, P-E-S-C-E, from West Hartford, Connecticut.
Now, Father, your parishioners, do you get the sense that they want to... Do you get
I'm
the
not
sense
a,
that...
I don't have a parish.
I see.
I'm an itinerant preacher.
I see.
And a social malcontent. That's the way I identify myself.
So how long have you been, would you say, in opposition to warring governments
As long as I've been a Christian. I mean, you can't be a Christian and be for war. You can't be a Christian and be for war. I mean, they're non-negotiables.
Well, any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
No, you know, we should wake up to this, you know. I mean, I think this is important. I mean, you know, the Gandhi is supposed to have said, I have never found these words in his text, but Gandhi is supposed to have said, why is it that Christians are the last ones to recognize that Jesus was a non-violent person?
And so he could have been speaking about someone we know in the White House.
About a lot of us. A lot of us who identify as Christians. Sure. Thank you. God.
Thank you very much.
And just running through the list of speakers at the March 19th Connecticut Opposes the War rally in Hartford, Andy Fleischman was MC. The invocation was delivered by Reverend Jesse White of the Interfaith Coalition for Equity and Justice. You were listening to the poetry and rap of Mira, a performance artist, and there were also performances by YCL Rap Group, a high school group, Women of the Cross, Heartbeat Ensemble, and Bread and Roses. Speakers included Huzan Mahmoud of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq, Rabbi Donna Berman of the Charter Oak Cultural Center, John Olson, the president of Connecticut's AFL-CIO, Dave Iono, Veterans for Peace, and of course Jessica White of Military Family Speak Out, and Juan Hernandez of SEIU 32BJ. Harmonious Soul sang. There were citizens speaking out, making statements on the war. Friar Steve Pavignano, OFM of St. Patrick's and St. Anthony's, gave the benediction. For Talk Nation Radio, I'm Dori Smith. Talk Nation Radio is produced in the studios of WHUS Stores. Listener-supported, radio for the people at UConn. WHUS.org to listen live Wednesdays at 5 p.m. TalkNation.org for transcripts and discussion. The music used on Talk Nation Radio is provided by Fritz Heed, fritzheed.com.